Welcome to the Ranch and Table Podcast, where we discuss all things related to our Texas ranch and our ranch-to-table restaurant located in downtown Rockwall. I'm your host, Lee Wells. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ranch and Table. I'm Lee Wells and thank you for joining me. I want to start out by saying today's episode is early, and it's early on purpose. I have another episode already shot, ready to go. We're going to postpone that until next week, and here's why. I want to talk to you about the fires in West Texas in the Panhandle and in Western Oklahoma. I want to talk to you about the devastation and what you can do to be a part of it, be a part of the help. It's a big, big deal. I was talking to someone earlier today and they had been busy and did not know what was going on. And it kind of dawned on me, I have a platform and I have an ability to get out and communicate. And so I need to do that. So I'm rearranging a few things to be able to do this now. As you might can tell, I may look tired. I may look great on this camera. I don't know. But I'm about 75 hours into a little bit of sleep and a lot of phone, a lot of text, email, phone calls, just coordination. And let me just start out by saying, of course, I need to mention my sponsors because they're good to me. And so let me pause for a second and let me talk about Sterling Tea, if you don't mind. And I'm going to get right into what I want to talk about. But Sterling Tea is an amazing company. They're doing amazing things with tea. Over 200 flavors, hundreds of restaurants and businesses use them. They are the very best. And if you're listening to me, you can take advantage of Wells 20, which is a discount code to take 20% off your entire order. And Brenda and the whole team out there are just great, great people. And go to the website, sterlingtea.com, order some tea. You'll love it. I promise you, you'll love it. We do the peach mango at our restaurant, and it's actually won awards for best tea in town. So it's really, really good stuff, and I appreciate those guys. I don't want to just not say anything about them. They're wonderful people. But I am very driven right now, very disturbed by what we're seeing in West Texas as of today, which right now it is Monday night, about midnight, almost Tuesday morning. And I'm recording this so that my firm can get this post produced and out to you as quickly as can. Tuesday you'll hear it, and it takes a little time for us to be able to get all this process together, and especially today because I'm going to show you some pictures. I'm going to show you some things that are going on to help you understand what's going on out there in West Texas and in Western Oklahoma. 1.1 million acres burned to this point. That's unbelievable. That's hard to wrap your head around. And 1.1 million acres in just a matter of about a week or so, just not very long. The winds have been sustained at 50 miles an hour. Even though they've died down some, they're still going 30 miles an hour. It's an amazing phenomenon that's happening right now. And they're not able to get it contained. As of tonight, it's about 15% contained is all they're saying that they're able to contain it at this point. It's broken up into five different fires across the area, the landmass, and it is each one of those have teams working on it. One of them, they said, is about 50% contained. The rest are really not contained right now because the winds are so sustained, the winds are so hard that it even if they get it to stop, a jump, a skip, an ember will ignite again out ahead of it. And I really don't want to get into all the causes and all the things that may have caused it. That's not my point. That's not my reason for this this discussion, my reason for being concerned is, number one, it's going to affect our food supply and the thousands of beef cattle that have been killed by the fire and the smoke has been it's just horrible. And to think that that's going to have an effect on us is a very, very real. It's a reality. It's going to happen. West Texas is where a lot of beef goes. A lot of beef across the United States and across Texas comes out of that area that's literally on fire right now. I made a Facebook post. You can go look at that. You can go watch that. It's about 12 minutes long. And that was Sunday night late that I shot that with my phone just right in my face. And I talk about the struggles, the hardships of these ranchers, and I get it. I just want to tell you, a few years ago, my operation was a lot smaller than it is now. We've grown a lot in the last few years. But at one point, I had most of my cattle in one spot out in Poetry, and some of this that maybe in this area you remember the grass fire that happened out in Poetry several years ago. That grass fire came from someone that was burning trash and whatever on the back of their property and got out of control and got into in a wildfire fashion, grass fire. And it wiped out my entire lease. Every blade of grass I had was gone. And not only that, but the fire trucks came in and cut the fence about six times, both sides of my lease, getting to and from where they needed to go to put the fire out. And long story, it keeps going. It was a bad deal. The guy only got like a $100 ticket for causing the fire. But it cost me thousands of dollars. It cost me a lot of heartache. I didn't have anywhere else to go with those animals. And so it caused a lot of trouble on me. And I had to really work hard to come out of that hole and to find a place and to scramble. And these guys are on such a bigger level. I'm not trying to compare myself to them. I'm just saying I understand when every blade of grass is gone, every bit of hay is gone, your fences are cut, the wood posts are burned out, the devastation that happens, and then of course the animals that die along the way because of smoke inhalation mostly gets them. Some do burn, some are just singed and they're able to run, but the smoke is what usually takes them out because there's no oxygen in that smoke, and then that smoke settles in, and even if they try to get away from it, there's not any oxygen there, and so it's a horrible thing. And I want people to know what's going on. I have listeners all over Texas. I have some in the Panhandle area, some in West Texas. Come on and comment for me and let people know how it's going, because it is, it's a bad deal. Here's what I would like to share with you today is I have been working for 3 days straight with some sleep, but 3 days straight to raise money, to be able to put grain and pellets feed into the areas that need it the most. So if you have, there's hay that's being transported. They said late Friday night, the latest number that I saw was 500,000 bales of hay, round bales of hay were on site. And that's amazing. That is so cool. From almost every state, every contiguous state in the United States, the lower 48 had, or at least from Tennessee over, west. And then of course, Nebraska, everywhere surrounding that could get trucks to them, Louisiana. I mean, there's guys that are hauling hay from all over getting, supplies to people. And it's not just, hey, there's also medical supplies, vet supplies, water for the firemen. There's a whole lot of things that are going on, but there's not a lot of grain. And I'll tell you why. There's not a lot of grain because my allergies are kicked up. There's pollen all over the trucks outside. I've been outside working cattle, moving cattle today, picking up supplies today. I've been in and out. It's late at night, so I'm sorry. I'm apologizing right now for my voice and for my sniffles. I apologize. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to get this done so I can go to bed. But what's happening is there's a lot of hay going out to the area, which is a beautiful thing. But there's not a lot of grain, and I'll tell you why. Grain's expensive. Your feed stores do not have very much markup room on grain. There's not a lot of profit that's made on grain. And so literally they're moving that grain through for the best bulk and wholesale and how much volume they can produce and sell. It's not going to be a lot of money per bag, and certainly not a lot of money per pound. And so there's not a lot of room to donate because it costs so much. And so there are people that are donating. There are. But what I'm finding is it's very hard for them to donate very much because it costs them literally that much money to just push out the door and give away. And so what I did is I contacted a man that I know who manages the general manager for Northeast Texas Co-op. And I met him a couple years ago, friend. I do a lot of business with the co-op. And I called him the other day and I said, hey, man, what are we going to do? What can we do? And he said, Lee, all I can offer. Now they're sending some trucks of grain. They're donating. They're hauling it. They're great people. He said, what I can do for you and anybody that you can work with is I will give you this certain bulk feed. It's a 14% pellet, safe for horses, cattle, goats. And so pretty much any livestock can have it. He said, I will sell it to you at my cost, and I'll sell you as many truckloads as you can get sold or donated for, donations for. He said, I will produce that. I'll make it for you. We'll load it on your trucks, and I won't make a dime. And, man, I don't know that we realize what all goes into making all of this happen. We see all the trucks taking off and going with 30 bales, 40 bales at a time. Somebody gave that hay away for free, and then somebody's using their equipment and time for free. And a lot of times those trucking companies right now are not charging for fuel. I don't know if you realize this or not, but it for about a 400-mile trip, which is what it is from the Dallas area out to the Panhandle area. It's 350 to 400 miles, depending on where you're going, where you're coming from. And on a big truck, that can be anywhere from 700, depending on the fuel economy and how heavy and what the wind is doing, $700 to $1,000 to get it out there and back, just the fuel. I don't know if those trucking companies are paying their guys, if their guys are taking off and volunteering their time. Probably not. It's costing people a lot of money. I'll send a load of hay that I sell. I sell that load and deliver it locally for $1,400. I think is what I'm doing right now for a local delivery, and the number of good. It's good hay. It's what my horses eat. And I'm going to send a load. I'm going to send a load. It's for free. I'm not going to charge anybody. There's nobody to charge. I'm going to load it up. I'm going to put it on a truck, and I'm going to pay for it to get all the way to West Texas so it can get unloaded and handed to somebody at no cost. I don't know that we can ever put our mind around how much money is being donated, how much time is being donated, how much love is being put out towards the people who are in such a loss. And I don't want to get sappy, and I don't want to cry. I was very emotional the other night. I'm trying not to be emotional. I'm trying to be very pragmatic, very business, because I'm coming to you that are listening, my friends that are on this podcast with me, those who would hear it maybe for the first time. I'm coming at you, and I'm going to ask you for some money, and I don't ever do that. I'm a pastor, and I don't do that. I don't ask my church for money. I did Sunday. I asked the church Sunday for money. I said, I don't ever ask you for anything, but I'm asking you for my ranching buddies, my friends who are in trouble. I will ask for somebody else. I won't ask for anything for myself, but I will ask for someone else. And that's the real reason I'm on this podcast with you tonight early. Push my other podcast with an elected official out for a week, because I'm going to ask you for some help. Because I'm going to donate all my time. I'm going to donate what I can send myself, probably several loads of hay, probably several thousand dollars worth. I don't mind doing it. I'm just so thankful that I'm not in their position. I'm blessed to be where I'm at, and I am very, very happy to help. But here's what we're up against. A load of this feed, which is what they need right now. It's what the animals need. But this load of feed is like $6,500 to $7,000 a load. And that's at cost. That's with donated trucking. So what you don't realize is even if I come up with $6,500, if I don't find someone that can haul for free, I'll end up paying for the shipping to get there. And I don't mind doing it, but I need some help, because we need to get this grain. We need to get this grain product, this pellet, out there to those people who need it. And here's why. These animals have been through it. These animals have, the ones that have survived have still been traumatized. They're still in shock. They've run for their lives, and somehow they've lived, but they've been damaged by the smoke. There's no doubt every animal that's out there in that area has lung damage right now, nasal burns, windpipe, all that's in damage mode right now. I'm going to put up some pictures for you to see kind of what the landscape looks like and what some of these animals look like. I want to show you a picture of a calf that survived. Its mother didn't, but it survived. They're bottle feeding this calf, and you see the hair is singed off of his face. You see the blisters on its nose from how hot the smoke was and how it burned and destroyed his face and his nose. And you know he's a survivor. You can tell by looking. He's going to make it. But these animals need nutrition, and the hay is good. We need it. It's got to go. It's got to be there. But then they also need nutrition to help them repair their bodies. The number one thing that's going to bring back the health of these animals that have survived is good nutrition. Time and good nutrition is the only thing that's really going to heal them. And so I feel led to lead the charge to send as many truckloads as we can possibly get money for to send out there. And I have, at this point tonight, I have two loads paid for. So over the last couple of days, this weekend, good, wonderful people have donated. I don't even know the number of people. I can't keep up with the number of people. I will go back and count later. But right now we're sitting at right at two truckloads worth, about just over $12,000 that has come in over the last couple of days. And I would like to see another, remember, 6,500 to 7,000 per load, depending on how much we can fit on the size trailer that we're hauling. And so I need some corporate sponsors. I need somebody with some money. I need some businesses that will write a $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 check. And I have a 501c3. It's tax deductible. You can. It's all legitimate. There's no issues. There's nothing to worry about on that side of it. And you'll have your tax write-off certificate, your letter, your documentation. But we need. I love that people have given $20 and $25 and $100 and over and over, $10. I got a donation for $10. And I love that they're getting involved and they're doing something. But it takes a long time. It takes a lot of those to get where we need to go. I need somebody that's got a thriving company to say, you know what, Lee, I'll step up with you and I'll give $5,000 or let me give 6,500 and get one of those loads paid for. And then what I will do is I will get the transportation lined up and I will get it out of here and get it to the people that need it. Right now I have a place for it to go, just right outside the fires. It's a ag extension office. They have covered, parking or covered storage to be able to keep all the, if it does rain, keep the rain and moisture off of it so that it doesn't get damaged once we get it out there. But what's happening is as soon as these supplies get there and are available to these ranchers, they're going straight to the ranches because they don't have enough of this kind of feed, these kind of resources to be able to feed their cattle and to get them well and healthy again. And so I'm really, really thankful, so thankful for everybody that's given. I really appreciate you. God sees it. You'll be blessed. That's no question. We know that. But I need some help to get, I'd like to send two trucks a week. I have two trucks leaving out this week. With 20 to 22 tons of feed on it at cost. And then I'd like to have two more trucks next week. I'd like to have two more trucks after that. As long I want the co-op to say, stop, we can't do anymore at cost because of the donations and the generosity of wonderful people who are probably sitting at home or sitting in your car. And you're not going through this trial. You're not going through this struggle like these people are. I talked about it on my video last night, grown men having nervous breakdowns because they don't know how they're going to get through this. Men having heart attacks because they're so stressed about their loss and about what they're going, how they're going to get through it. Their real hope, the only hope they have right now is on the shoulders of people like you and me. That's the truth. That's not a sales line. I'm not trying to sell you something. I'm not trying to make anything at all myself. That won't happen. I'm just trying to be honest and be real and let you know that there are people, and maybe somehow I can communicate this to you. Maybe you don't get it. Maybe you don't understand it. But take a guy's word for it that you're hearing right now. These people need us. They really, really do. They need our help right now. They need us to step up. They need us to come off our wallets. They need us to give right now. And it's a very worthy cause. It's saving lives of animals that we really need to save right now. And I appreciate your time. I appreciate you, your listening. I appreciate you being a part of this broadcast. And I just want to thank you for your time today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making it all the way to the end here with me. I really don't have a real deep thing to say to you today other than there's some neighbors that are perhaps a little farther away than you've ever met. There's some friends that you don't know their names. There's some folks that are in a need. Your neighbors are in need. And I just want to encourage you to do your best. I'm going to put on the screen some ways for you to help and for you to be able to give. And I just encourage you to do your very best. And if I'm somber, I apologize. If I'm not jovial tonight, I apologize. I just have a real, real desire to see some good things happen to some good people out west that's had a really, really rough couple of weeks. So have a great day. I hope your life is great. I hope that your life is on track, and I hope that you can help somebody else from that great vantage point that you're at right now of things going well for you. Have a great day. I'm signing off. Lee Wells.